magnificent gold.
Hello?
Dome. Our
May I please speak with Susan Blair?
Just a second. I've got the TV on. I need to mute it. Okay, this is she.
Hi, Ms. Blair. This is Rachel giving you a call from Omex Health.
Yes.
How are you? And just give me your
Bye.
Call. Just give me your call today regarding updating your card information. If you request to have your credit card information updated for your subscriptions.
Oh, yes. The due expiration date is 12 of 26.
Okay. Let me just confirm that I do have the correct account. We have you at 1416 Carroll Avenue, and that's Ames, Iowa, 50010.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so we show you with three subscriptions, the Omex Triple Action Probiotic Plus Prebiotic, the Omex Vitamin D3, and the Omex 3 Ultra Pure Omega-3 Fish Oil.
And correct.
All right, and we show a Visa card that ends in 1527 and expires 1222. And
yes.
We currently
the same. The same card, it just expires in now in 12 of 26, yeah.
Okay. And we currently show that you don't have a current email address. Would you like to add an email address today?
Right. I don't have email.
Okay. That's not a problem. If you do think about getting an email, you can get those automatic confirmations for your orders as well as shipping confirmations. And when the card is about to expire, the system will send you a notification to let you know when it's time to update your card.
Ah, okay. I should be having a shipment coming soon. Has it shipped yet?
Let me take a look at your subscription. We have you with the Omex 3 fish oil for December 14th, as well as the Triple Action Probiotic. And we show that
yes.
Vitamin D3 will be shipping on the 12th of February of next year.
That's correct. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Let's see if this will allow me to just put in, because we, let's see, replace card. I think it's going to require me, because we can't see the digits. Pardon me. It's going to require me to have to put the whole card information in.
Okay. Let me get that here.
Okay. Let me just put in your name.
Got to get my glasses on.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'll be putting in some information from your account here. This is one's address. Back over to whenever you're ready for that card number.
Okay, 4999, then 2000. After that, 0037, and finally 1527.
Okay, thank you. And once again, what was that expiration?
12 of 26.
Okay, thank you. And the security code, please.
Security code, that has changed. That is now 742.
Okay, thank you. All right, so all I need to do now is to confirm that it's updated. Okay, it's telling me I have an error, so let me see what I did. I have your card number is 4 1527.
That's correct.
Okay, expires 12/26.
Mm-hmm.
And did I get the CVV right? 742.
Let's look at the back again.
Okay.
Yep, 742.
Okay, so the card information is correct. Oh, I see. When I put in your name, I copied it here, so I have your first and last name in the first and last name slot. So that should correct that. All right. Do that again. Well, it still doesn't like it. That's weird. Okay, Susan. The name that's on your card is Susan Blair?
Yes, and there's a middle initial R, as in rock.
Okay, let me try putting that in. 1416 Carroll Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
AMES is your city, the state of Iowa, 50010. For whatever reason, it's not liking.
Would it work to just have it taken directly out of my checking account if I give you my checking account number?
We can't take checking account numbers. Only
the
card
right.
that would be attached to it.
Okay.
So my apologies there. I don't think it'd be too safe if we could take the... Okay, let's see. So once again, December of 2026 is the expiration. You said the CVV is 742. And
you might try the code from my expired card. It was 354.
No, ma'am. We have to if the CVV on there.
Mm-hmm.
Is a different number than for it to be updated. You have to put in that new CVV.
Okay.
Let's see the car, the address, 1416 Carroll Avenue. I'm going to just try to put it in manually because I put it in, you know, how it gives the... an automatic feel there.
By the way, I'm not in a hurry. I've got plenty of time, so take your time.
Okay.
These things can be frustrating, I know.
Usually it's pretty swift, but my apologies. Okay, and Carol is Carroll Avenue, A-V-E, of course, N-U-E.
Correct.
Okay, so let me do this again. You said address can't be blank. I didn't. Oh, I see what I did. I'm sorry, ma'am. If you could please provide me with the card information again.
Okay. Got it right here.
Okay.
It's Visa, and the number is 4999-2000-0037-1527.
Okay. Thank you. The expiration was...
12/26.
And the CVV it was 742.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Susan.
Mm-hmm. 742.
Blair. Address 1416. And that is Carroll Avenue. Our 50010. So that time I just keyed it all in instead of doing letting it do the automatic refill. Let's see if it likes that better. All right, it still is declining on me. It will not let me put that in. So when does your, pardon me, when does the current card expire?
12 of 22. So we've got the rest of this month to go.
So maybe that's the reason, because you said the card didn't change, so.
Yeah, it says good through 12 of 22.
Okay.
So the new one hasn't actually taken effect, perhaps.
Okay, well, my apologies. I should have asked that. Excuse me.
Oh, you learned something new.
So what happens is when your order processes for the 14th of December, it'll just go on through that card. And
okay.
Since the card that you currently have is still active, it won't let me put that in. So I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
I
didn't know this
like
either.
That.
This helps me to know which card to use.
Yes, ma'am. So in January, and you might want to look at getting or, you know, just getting an email just for Omex Health, because when you get an email, you can be sent a link or you can sign in on the website, and you can actually update it yourself. Some people don't care too much for doing that, but
no, I'm low tech. I'm not online, and I don't have email. And I may have to bow to technology sooner or later, but I haven't done it yet.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I do apologize for not paying attention to that. That's why it's declining. Your current card is still active and hasn't expired. Usually, though, if it's a new card, maybe because it's all the same digits. So, but your orders are good for this month of December. Is there anything
mm-hmm.
else that I can answer for you?
No. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling Omex Health. You have a good, well, I called you.
Yeah,
thank
you called me, didn't you?
And Omex Health customer, you have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.